each one guess as to what is the, I guess, most adopted gadget of the last 50 years.
Gadget?
Yeah. And I guess this goes into time span, too. What is the fastest adopted gadget of the last 50 years? They did this study based on 7 years in the market. After 7 years in the market, what was the market penetration?
I'm going to guess cell phone.
Actually, that's what I was thinking.
The actual quote is observed penetration rate at the end of the 7th year. For marriages, it's pretty low. Thank you. Yeah, I would have guessed cell phone as well. But cell phone on this list is number 14.
Wow.
After 7 years after its introduction, it only had about 10% penetration. So I guess cell phones were around a lot longer before we thought. A lot longer before.
Or around maybe it just took them a while, too, because, I mean, I remember my brother-in-law had some sort of cell phone contraption back in the 80s, but it didn't boom until late 90s, maybe.
Remember that Gordon Gekko phone on Wall Street when he's carrying that big Motorola?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, I'll end the suspense. Well, Craig, you didn't guess. Did you? Did you
guess cell phone?
I'm sorry. You both said cell phone. Okay. Number one is boombox. After 7 years, it had about a 64% penetration.
Huh.
Yeah, boomboxes are popular with suicide bombers. Terrorists.
What year did they introduce it? The boombox.
It doesn't have that here, but I'm guessing mid-70s, right?
Yeah, God, so.
See, our younger P1s who didn't have the indignity of growing up in the 80s missed out on the stupidity of the boombox you carried on your shoulder. And the goal was to carry it on your shoulder, but to have the absolute largest boombox you could.
Yeah.
Which seems counterintuitive. Why would you want to be something that's meant to be portable? Why do you want it to be right. as big as possible?
So you mean to tell me that over a 7-year period, boombox penetration was greater than the cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
And it's first 7 or best 7, whatever?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know everybody could afford it, though. I mean, not everybody, but most people could afford it.
I love box penetration. Boombox penetration.
Did you guys have a boombox?
See what you did there.
See, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a boombox?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, you know what? Sony. No, I don't guess I did when they were real popular as far as, like, taking it to the park or something like that. No, I was never a boombox guy.
Listen to this stupid music. And people would take this to public places, set it down, and then dance on the sidewalk.
Break it down.
So stupid. Number 2 was CD player, then DVD player, then VCR. Then portable CD player, then digital cameras, number 6.
I do remember my first VCR and thinking that was one magical piece of equipment.
VCR?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah, that's another thing that these young people miss out on was you couldn't believe how magical it was to us that all of a sudden you could own a movie in your home. And watch it on demand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This was real mind-blowing in its day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What sort of VHS library do you have? Wow, look at all the movies he has.
And imagine how captive you would feel if you had to sit through every commercial on television. That's what we had. You actually timed going to the kitchen and getting stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can just kind of press pause up there and wait and come back, forward through, and start up immediately where you want to. Cordless phone, number 12. Camcorder, by the way, number 11. Satellite TV, number 10. Then it goes on down to 20. But boombox, the fastest growing of all of them. All right, I have a little audio here from the Arnold Palmer Invitational. P1 Dan from Fort Worth sent this in. He said, after Ernie Els hits his shot on 17.
Shot?
I guess it was his approach shot to the green. Somebody makes a weird noise, and it wasn't commented on by any of the commentators, or there was no reference to it. And it's this weird noise that sounds kind of like one of Corby's laughs. All right, listen to this audio, and tell me if you hear the noise, and if you think it's as odd as P1 Dan in Fort Worth thinks it is.
Move ahead to 17. Ernie Els on the tee. had a fairly lengthy wait, Gary, to contemplate this shot. Should be a 5-iron for Ernie. Wind coming from the left and into.
Better get all of this, Mark. I've seen a number of balls with this club come up short.
It is leaking to the right severely.
That was just one of the many idiots that was at Bay Hill this weekend. I heard so many noises this weekend in the background.
It's awesome. I did too. That woman screamed in Tiger's backswing on Saturday.
Yeah, and apparently the guy she was with collapsed or something. But yeah, just the bananas that they had out this weekend that were making odd noises like that.
Sounds like a gag
everywhere.
I would do.
Better get all of this, Mark. I've seen a number of balls where this club come up short.
It's awesome.
I hate those guys. I hate the guys that have to be the first to scream, "You the man," or get in the hole. No.
Shut up.
Junior, did you win the emergency break last week?
Yes.
Okay. With your famous comment of...
Black Month?
Black Month. Well, this inspired one of our P1s, Jeff, to write a few songs about you.
Cowboy?
Now, you would power down, but I think these are pretty funny. He's relabeling himself.
Oh, just
yeah.
Jeff now.
Yeah, he understands the market's tired of Cowboy Jeff. So this is just Jeff, the P1.
Or does he fear a lawsuit from the Cowboys or something?
This is called He's Still... Now, this is very unfair. Basically labeling one man on one comment that he makes of Black Month.
By the way, how does the comment Black Month make me racist?
It doesn't.
I don't understand where he's taking this.
Your logic is getting in the way of our fun right now. Here's Cowboy Jeff. He's still Junior Miller to me.
What's the matter with the cross Craig's burning?
David Duke really loves his style.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Is it time to get his white sheet fitted?
He's been wearing it since he's a child.
Unsubstantiated.
He's in the market for a new lawn jockey. He's happiest when there's no blacks playing hockey.
Everyone's talking about Black Month funny, but he's still Junior Miller to me.
What's the reason for the gun Craig carries?
It's protection from a racial attack.
When Miller rides public transportation,
the minority should stand in the back.
Oh, see, it's too harsh.
We spend a weekend watching Birth of a Nation and talk about benefits of black segregation.
Okay, see.
That's enough, Jeff.
By the way, Birth of a Nation, has anyone ever seen that?
No.
What is that about? So. It's like supposed to be one of the most groundbreaking films in the early days, but I've never seen it.
See, I thought the Black Month slip up by me was funny. I didn't think it was racist.
No, it wasn't racist.
So I guess I don't think that song's funny.
All right, I'll vote thumbs down on that one. Here's a taste of Craig's segregation.
The metal one?
Out of a train.
Junior wants a white only. Taylor loves segregation.
He doesn't want black folks around.
He holds the Klan in adulation.
Craig Miller loves segregation.
Because they protect his big plantation.
Craig Miller loves segregation.
He loves segregation. He loves segregation, baby.
Okay. Neither are funny. We got to go.
Yeah, just because Cowboy Jeff sends them in doesn't necessarily mean we have to air them.
Oh, believe me, there's tons we don't air. I'd say he has about a 20% penetration rate right now of all of them.
All right, 6:45 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.